Hi, everyone. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to have a good night tonight. Have to be. Day of challenge, so it's going to be a very good night. But before we get started tonight, let's go to the throne room of grace and let's seek his mercy in the time of need. One second, is that okay? Hallelujah. Father, we come this day, we come before you, Lord God. We just empty ourselves before you tonight. We empty ourselves before you tonight and let you come forward and be glorified through us. Father, if we have sinned, we ask you to forgive us. We ask you to cleanse us and wash us, that we may be able to be fit for the master's use. I hide myself behind the cross tonight. And oh, Holy Father, I let you come forth and be glorified. Glorify yourself through us tonight, that we may know under the power of the Holy Spirit that you live and you reign, and the enemy has no power and no authority over us. So tonight, Lord God, I repent from all sins. I come before you tonight, Lord God, and I said, Lord Jesus, you are my Lord and my Savior. Every single person under the sound of my voice tonight, or when they're listening to the recording, go before the Father and ask him to forgive you and release the spirit of his Son to become your Lord and your Savior. I pray to God that you bring tonight your oil, because every now and again, we will use the anointing oil as, and, you know, if the Spirit of God lives. And tonight I felt like we are going to anoint ourselves with oil. So I'm anointing myself right now with oil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm anointing myself. I'm anointing my mouth. Tonight I don't have any lipstick, and so I could put all over my mouth. I could put it on my tongue. I could put it in my ear. I could do whatever I feel like the Holy Spirit. Put it on my hands, under my feet, on top of my knees. Wherever the Holy Spirit tell you to anoint, anoint it tonight. We come tonight to do war in the Spirit. The enemy has no power unless we give him that power. He has been stripped. He has been defeated before we were even born. And the Father said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. And he also said he has called you out of your mother's womb by name for a purpose and for a plan. So because we know this, and we know the enemy does not want you to hear this, that's why I smile. Before tonight, I said even to Kenneth, well, all we got to do is just text the individual or email the individual and said, we have technical difficulties. But thank God for the administration. Thank God for our admins tonight that they were able to put together that you may able to hear and leave this place, not as you come in. You see, the enemy knows that you were going to be you were going to be delivered tonight. So that's why he brings up all different kind of ism and schism, trying to distract. But we are not fearful of his devices. The word of God declared that he goes around seeking whom he may devour. But if we resist him, he will have to flee. Let us not entertain him. Let us not give no place to the enemy, because that is who he is. He hates the Father. And if we love the Father, he turns it all on us, because he wants us to be distracted. But we won't be distracted tonight. We won't shake in our boots tonight. We won't quiver. We won't lay down and play dead. We will stand up and declared the enemy has no power. And Ikolabasete Remingolobusa, and he's been defeated because that's who he is. And if I speak in the spirit, if I speak in an unknown tongue, and if there's no interpretation, basically building up myself. That is what I'm doing. That is exactly what I'm doing. Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you worship. There is no other God beside you. So in you we move and we have our being. And I say, certainly. So I move back now. I move back. I move back. And I let you come forth now. Holy Spirit of the living God, come now and move strategically as we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. If you are new on the line tonight, someone must have told you about it. And if you want to be added onto our call list or our email list, if you do not have my cell phone, you could go into the website under theholytabernacle.com and you could reach out to admin and they'll add you on to the listings that when we get ready to come on at any given time, you will be able to be notified. We're fasting on Wednesday because of tomorrow, which is 4th of July, and we just want to take some time off for ourselves. Fasting will be on Thursday from 6 a.m. to 12, and we do as usual. And then we will come back Thursday night. We will come back on Thursday night. I was going to say Friday, but we'll come back on Thursday night and we will do our prophetic training on deliverance. And once again, if you're not on the line and if you want to be a participant in that class, you could get in touch with theholytabernacle.com and just let us know. Amen. Well, as you know, the ending of July, I will be going to Connecticut on a mandate. The mandate is for 5 months. November is a little iffy, but it's still in the plan. I'll be there from Saturday of the month. So the 29th of July, I'll be there on the Saturday in West Hartford from 6. We will be doing healing and deliverance meeting. The Father showed me that when I do go back, I will be going in with the fire of the Holy Spirit. The fire of God will be under my feet. So apparently, whatever I touch or whoever I touch, there is going to be the supernatural that's going to be displayed. So I am just going to be there under the leading of the Holy Spirit, under the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and just put myself behind the cross and let him come forward and let him just minister to his people. We are all vessels of the anointing of God. We just have to know what area we were called into and execute in that area. I was called in the area of healing and deliverance, and that is what I'm going to be doing. Going around and teaching people and raising up people for a kingdom assignment. We're also going to continue. We had started already and we're going to do it again. Our fasting, the four watches. It's going to start from six in the evening until 6 a.m. the next morning. The witches come out at night. They come out late in the night. They come out, and we have to be able to go to the Father and get instructions. Whoa, what's that? They gotta turn that out. Put it on mute. The witches come out at night. They come out at like 12 o'clock. So we have to go back on our watch and get specific instructions from the Father and move strategically and get the job done. So tonight, July the 3rd, Supernatural Prophetic House of Prayer, I want to talk to you before we go into prayer. Hallelujah. We're going to focus today on our family. As you see and as you know, you are not blind. I am not blind. See what's going on in the family today. See what's going on in the younger generation today. So we're going to pray tonight for 1 Timothy 2:1-8. If you have your Bibles, all your phones, we're going to pray. We're going to pray. I'm going to open up my Bible. We're going to see what 1 Timothy 2:1-8. Yeah, there is conditions that we have to meet. Don't you go worrying yourself about anything. Hallelujah. I hear the Spirit of God is saying, He got it under control. Somebody need to hear that right now. That He have it under control. There is no need for you to fuss and fight. Whatever you're going through. You know, last night I had a vision. I was at Cigna Insurance Company. I was in somebody's office in Cigna. Don't know what's going on in Cigna right now, but I was in the office over there. So there's going to be, okay, Father, there is going to be a shakeup at Cigna. There is going to be a shakeup. You need to write this down if it pertains to you. There is going to be a shakeup at Cigna Insurance Company. So look out for that. I don't know if what department it's going to be, if it's in the, what office, but there's going to be a shakeup at Cigna. Write it down, write the time, write the date, write the hour, document, look it over, get yourself prepared, get yourself in order that when it does happen, you cannot say that you were not forewarned. The word of God declaring Amos 3:7 that the Father does nothing unless He show it to the prophet. Now, there is woman prophetess, and there is man who is a prophet. Very, 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 very important. Shake up, shake up, shake up. There's a shake up. There's a shake up. Shake up in the family. Shake up in husband and wives. Ones who in the house that continue arguing. The Father said there's going to be a change. So now, if there's going to be a change, you got to get yourself prepared. Is it for bad or is it for good? It means that stop arguing. I mean, if I'm arguing, I have to stop arguing. I have to step back. I have to sit back and let the Holy Spirit does the work in the land. because he said, occupy until he comes. And he said, he is going to send you out. Send you out. So that means he is still working. And he wants to work through you. Tonight is a night of prayer, but it's also looking like it's a night of prophetic. It's also looking like it's the night of prophetic. Even though it's the night of prayer, it is looking like tonight is the night of the prophetic. Sistimo bakustuma, remingo ma in the court, bind the spirit of witchcraft. And I come against every foul spirit that's not of God. 85. Address 85. I come into your home and I break and I bind every spirit of incest from generation to generation. I hear the word of the Lord say, let's pray for Israel now before we go over into deep intercession. So I pray for Israel tonight. I pray for Israel tonight. Get yourself some books. I have a lot of books. I have a lot of stuff. So when you say Israel, I went and I got a book. Even though I have it written down, page 72 here, I have this book, Praying for the Nation. So I'm going to go over to page 72, and it's talking about praying for Israel. So here we go. Here we go. Israel is the apple of the Father's eye. We are the apple of his eyes also. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up that country to you, Lord God, right now. And we say every single person that's against Israel, we command them to stand still and back off in the name of Jesus. Father God, I know you love Israel. I know that Israel is blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, there won't be no unrest until Israel come to know you, Lord Jesus. Let the real peace come upon them because you are the Prince of Peace. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will be covered in the blood of the Lamb will be covered them, and they'll be purged from the inside out. Lord, I pray right now that you will send your holy angels to go forth and encamp around about that country right now in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, now it's a prayer for all men according to 1 Timothy, Lord Jesus. I exhort thee, therefore, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Supplication, prayer of intercession, giving thanks be made for all men, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, for kings, I pray for the government. I pray for the government of the United States of America. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I lift up this nation, God. I lift up the nations of the world that we will walk peacefully, peacefully among our men. Father, Lord God Almighty, I lift up the school system, Jesus. Oh God, I pray for the school system. I pray for the family members. I pray for the teachers. Lord God Almighty, that you will ignite them with the Holy Spirit, that you'll change them, Lord God, that they'll have godly teachers, godly leaders. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over every doorpost. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. We go to church every Sunday. We go to church on Wednesday. We go 7 days a week, Lord. Let us come to know who we are, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let us repent and come forth before you, Lord. And let us declare, Lord God, as Joshua 24 said, Lord God, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord God Almighty. It starts from the house, God Almighty. It starts from the mother and the father, Lord God Almighty. We bind every fornication and adulterous spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That boyfriend and that girlfriend tonight, Lord, that they'll make it right before you and they'll have a covenant before you tonight, God, which we spot they're responsible. They're responsible, Lord God, that when they have these children, that they'll raise them right in the admonition, put them before you, Lord God, that they'll come to know you, Lord Jesus. Saturate the house tonight. Saturate the house tonight. 24, I'm calling out these numbers here because I see them in the spirit. Saturate those homes, God. Go into the kitchen area, God. Put down the knife, the knife, the knife. Put down the argumentative spirit in the house. Bind up because the confusion. Bind the spirit of confusion. Those children, Lord God, they give them all these medications. And label them, label them, label them. I break and I bind it in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of complacency tonight. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Let us walk in obedience. I repent, Lord Jesus. I repent, Lord Jesus, for not walking in obedience. Let us repent tonight and let's take it back for the enemy has stolen. As for me and my house, Lord God, we will serve the Lord. We make a declaration tonight that the spirit of witchcraft is broken off of our house. We take our house back in the mighty name of Jesus. Every generational curse is broken in the name of Jesus. You are foul, detestable spirit. You're broken. Witchcraft. Magic, you lama. When I look it over today, it says witchcraft is a practice of magic, especially evil purpose. We cannot continue. We cannot continue. We cannot continue. We want our houses. We want our families. We want our generation. We gotta call it out tonight. We got to stand in the gap tonight. I bind the spirit of rebellion. Rebellion is the sin of divination. According to the Amplifier, divination is like fortune telling. We bind up the spirit. Oh, God, we used to watch TV. We used to watch soap opera, make believe. We bind it up. Break that soap opera spirit. Break it out of the house. Has the world turned Break it out of the house. Kinamos tokobi. Oh, yes. Yeah, the world turns off. Okay, whatever is on there, Father. They know it. We know it. Bind it up. Break that thing out of our house. Break that sin out of our house. Break those sins. Break those sins. Anything that's a sign with those sins. Any zodiac, we break it. We break it. We are not. Oh, my God. So I was born in June. Okay. So they label me as Gemini. No, I was born in June. I was born June 18. Yes, yes, yes. I'm not labeled as Gemini. No, because I'm not. Horoscope. No, I'm not. Those horoscope, the senator, those are fortune telling. The Bible said that's what it is. We have to go back, make it be serious. False religion, idolatry. We do not want to idolize anything. We break it off of us and we shake it off of us and we walk into the anointing oil tonight. Fire, 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 fire. Break it off of us. Break it off of us. We break and bind the spirit of disobedience. I break and bind the spirit of disobedience off of me and my family, off of my generation. If you are in the army and they give you an order and you don't follow the order, they said you're in insubordination. Let's get out of the natural insubordination tonight and walk in the spirit. Walk in the spirit of obedience, Lord God Almighty. The natural insubordination, say your refusal. You refuse to obey. You refuse to obey. If you refuse to obey in the army, any one of the armed forces, anything to do with service, and you have an authority over you, if you refuse, you're going to be coming up on charges. Jesus, Jesus. Father God, I repent tonight. Repent. Repent. Lord God, if we don't repent tonight, Jesus, we are going to go through punishment. And that is what's going on right now. Because we turn away from you. Lord God, what did Paul say? Who bewitched us? Lord God, we bewitched ourselves. We bewitched ourselves. We bewitched ourselves because we are disobedient. I bewitch myself because I'm disobedient. What is witchcraft? Witchcraft is practicing magic. We know a lot about that in our country. We know a lot about that in our country. We know about that. We hear about that in the African country. We hear about that in America. We hear about it in all surrounding areas. We hear about it. We hear about it. I come into contact one time in a home where I see somebody in the church performing witchcraft. Casting out evil spells. That person need to repent. We now have to repent for our generation and our family. The curse does not come without a cost. It comes just like tonight. If Edmund did not continue, we would not be able to be online. the curse come because it wants to tear you down. It wants to drive wedge between you and the kingdom of God. It does not want you to walk in your authority. It does not want you to live and move in his being. He does not want you to worship. The thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But we know we have life, and we know we have it more abundantly through him. We know that we are children that does not listen, but we know we can make it right. So tonight we come, Lord, and we cry out to you, just like that woman she had the issue of blood, and she was out there. Out there with all those people around. And she pressed herself through the crowd, and she touches the hem of your garment. She was healed instantly. How do we know? Because we know virtue / the anointing left and move out of your body. That's when you could turn around and you could say, "Who touched me?" And your disciples who were with you then say, "Master, why would you say who touched you? Can't you see all the amount of people that's out here? How do you know that somebody touched you?" Master, what is wrong, Master? You're seeing or you're hearing things. And he said, "I know. Somebody touched me." Lord, we come tonight and we touch the hem of the garment and we drive out every blood disorder. The anointing of the Holy Ghost will break the yoke of bondage. Sickness and disease must go under the sound of my voice. Touch your body, touch your mouth. Whatever. Move your head all over your body, wherever that sickness lies. Trust God. Trust him and live. Trust him and live. You remember one of the disciples, when the snake lashed on his hand, he flashed it off. Yes. The snake could not latch onto his hand because the anointing of the Holy Spirit breaks the yoke of bondage. I don't come to you tonight with my words, because I have no clue of what's going on with individuals tonight, but Jesus knows. And because he knows, he has his spirit, which is himself, speak to us individually. So we can rest assured. We can rest assured. That is already taken care of. Faith is a fact, but you must also act. Give him praise and give him thanks. Trust him with every fiber of your being. So the word of God is life and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It will pierce. It will touch. It will reveal. It will open up the box and it will close the box that need to be closed. What box do you need to open tonight? What is your problem tonight? What is your mindset tonight?
Is your heart unrest tonight? Do you feel like you cannot keep on going tonight? If you do, move yourself back and just give it to him. Let him know how you feel. You don't have to go to him and talk to him. Oh my God, just talk to him. Talk to him anyhow. He understands. He knows your heart. He knows the heart of a man. You cannot go around trusting anybody, but you can trust him with your life. You can trust him with your finances. You can trust him even when you don't have a job. You could trust him when you go down to the unemployment office and they told you that they're not going to give you the unemployment. You say, Lord, I work for this. And let them release it. On justice. Lord, I'm not going to cuss them out. But Lord God, you know that I'm a tither and I'm a giver. And sometimes it doesn't have to be money. It could be your time. Start tithing 10% of everything. You don't have money, tithe your time. 2.4, 24 hours a day. I'm making a declaration that I have to spend 2.4 hours with them every day. I'm getting a planner. I wrote in my planner what I'm going to be doing. Things have to change. I got to change the course. I cannot go around like the Israelites going around round the clock. Oh my God. A couple of days journey becomes like 40 years. We have to say sometimes, enough is enough. I have to say, enough is enough. I have to make a declaration, enough is enough. Oh Lord, reina masi kuni malena nana. Shikuna mama malama kuni na mama. Our Lord, reina bokini mikanda. If you could see or hear or know what is going on in the eyes, in your eyesight. Tonight, if you go and if you stand before your mirror and if you look in your eyes, even now, look in your eyes and you're going to see changes in your eyes. I see changes in the eyes. I see changes in the eyes. I see changes in the eyes. I see the anointing in the eyes. I see your eyes being anointed for exploits. Favor. Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Somebody named Favor, huh? Favor. I see favor. I see favor. I actually see favor coming to you tonight. I see doors are opening up tonight. Open your hands and take it in. As a matter of fact, breathe it in. Take it in like a candy. Take it in and suck it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. I see favor all over you tonight. It's just not only for you. It could be for three persons. Take it in. Take it in. We are in the God that's more than enough. We are with him. I want to let you know, don't worry. Don't cry. Weeping is for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Let's pray for our family. Let's lift them up before the Father. Let's thank the Father that they're saved and they're delivered. It doesn't matter what the child may look like or what he's doing. Don't get caught up in it. Turn that young man over to God. Turn that young lady over to God. Turn those babies over. College, high school students. Ones that in the home don't want to listen, don't want to, they have no manners. Turn them over. Don't go argue with them. Turn them over. Give them to Jesus. Why? Because unless the Lord builds the house, we are actually laboring in vain. So today, let him build our house. I understand. It's not easy. It's not easy when you have babies or young adults and they're not listening and they're disrespectful and you actually raise them up right. Give them to Jesus Christ. Start declaring Psalms 27 verse 1. Unless the Lord build the house. Says, thank him, Lord, I thank you that you build my house. Thank you that my house is standing on solid rock. Thank you, Holy Spirit, and I welcome. Welcome the Holy Spirit in your house. I see that little girl having temper trouble. I mean, she having temper. I mean, just real bad. No. Baby, stop. Stop, baby, stop. Take authority over that child. Let that baby know that he's not in charge. You're 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 in charge of every single situation. You're in charge of every single situation. That young lady's not in charge. She's not in charge. So when she go in and she close the door and say that she doesn't, no, open the door. You go in. You be the mama. Go in and tell her, no. Can't do that in here. You gotta take authority. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We take authority over that household. We plead the blood of Jesus over that household. We bind the spirit of incest in our generation. Generational incest, it's broken in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every foul spirit of incest. And we break it in the mighty name of Jesus. We break it in the mighty name of Jesus. So you've been through some stuff. You've been through some stuff. Younger generation, you've been through some stuff. You go to mom with it and you talk to mom about it, talk to dad about it, and they don't really believe. So then you carry it for the rest of your days. And then you're so protective that the child feels like, I just can't do this. Because you don't want the same thing to happen to that baby. So tonight we come and we break and we bind that spirit. And you have to see yourself hold. You got to see yourself delivered. You got to see yourself set free. You're in an abusive relationship. And you were even told not to go into those relationships. But you did it anyway. So now you have to repent and ask God to forgive you. And break and bind that off of your family. Drive that out of your house. Drive that out of your house. The enemy come to try to take Jesus down. Matthew 4, if you read it, every single thing he tries. But what did Jesus say in Matthew 4? What did he say? Let's go. Let me go to Matthew 4. I cry with you tonight. I mean, it's like an urgency. It's like urgency. It's like urgency. But there's a breakthrough. There's breakthrough. I could feel breakthrough. I could feel. It's breakthrough. Okay? At the right place at the right time. Hallelujah. Jesus was tempted. Okay? He was in the wilderness and he comes out of the wilderness after he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And after he was hungered, he didn't say he was thirsty. That means he was hungry. That means he didn't eat. That means he must have had water. You have to get a revelation here. Gotta have to get a revelation. 40 days and 40 nights, he hungered. That means he must have only had water. And then when the enemy comes, the tempter, he tempted. He said, you know what? If you're the son of God. So he comes to you and he said, well, if you're this and if you're that, why don't you do this? Why don't you turn? Because he know he's hungry. Okay? Turn the stone into bread. But Jesus answered and said, it is written. This is what we have to do. We have to use the word when the enemy comes to in our household. We got to use it. Everything that come out of our mouth must be the word of God. So if you continue reading, you see where Jesus telling all the time, it is written, it is written, it is written, it is written. You got to keep the same thing going. See, the enemy comes in to tempt God himself, and God himself used the word. John 6:63 stated the words that Jesus had spoke. He said they are spirit and they bring forth life. So therefore, death and life is in this, the power of the tongue, according to Proverbs. I think it's Proverbs 18. Somebody's scripture you got to write down. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Jesus used that to take him down. Jesus used the word. Jesus used the word. Life is in the word. John 6:63, my favorite scripture. Life in the word. There is life in the word. John 6:63, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Life in the word. Life in the word. Jesus used the word. The word becomes flesh. It says right there in John. So when you actually speak the word, you're actually bringing Jesus on the scene. If you go and read John 1, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. The word of God is one. So when you open your mouth and when you speak the word of God out of your mouth, you are actually bringing the spirit of God on the scene. Jesus Christ himself is showing up in the spirit. And he's taking down the enemy one by one. Said in Matthew 16, verse 19. Let's check that out. Matthew 16. I will give on to thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. You got to know how to bind the enemy. You got to break the teeth of the enemy. How are you going to do that? You're going to do that with the word of God. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. Oh, let me get this scripture because I don't know if I'm a fan. I'm going to get it for you. Speak the word only. It's in Mark, but let me go get it. Speak the word. I think it's in Mark, but I'm going to get it. Speak the word. Speak the word. Hallelujah. What I'm doing, I'm going to Google. Speak the word. Speak the word. You could do the same thing. You could do the same thing. Whatever I'm doing, you could do it. It's got one of them in Matthew 18. It says Matthew 8. It's also in Mark also. Matthew 8:8. Okay, let's look at Matthew 8:8 because this is about the centurion. He said, I said, I'm not worthy to come out of your house. You're not worthy to come into my house. You're not worthy to come into my house. You're not worthy. You're not worthy. You're not worthy. You're not worthy. Oh my God. Lord God, don't come into my house. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof. Roof, house, the same thing. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. Lord God, we speak the word tonight. We call for finances tonight. We call for healing and deliverance tonight. Set the captive free tonight, Holy Spirit. We said, go and touch the doorpost tonight. Go into the homes, Holy Spirit. Knock on the doors, Holy Spirit, the doors of their heart. Speak to their mind, Holy Spirit. Give them contents, what they need, that they need to go to work. They may need something to go to work, to sit down to talk to the manager or to talk to the president or about whoever they need to talk to, whoever they need to communicate with. They may need to go talk to their children. They have to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding how to speak to their second half. When the creditors call, they may need to know how to set up shop, how to set it up. You know, give them idea how much you can pay. Credit on the house. Well, what are you going to do? How are you going to do this? How are you going to make arrangement? Let them know. You don't have no fear. Fear is the opposite of faith. Fear brings torment. You do not want to be tormented by anyone. Jesus died on the cross. Oh my God, if you read Colossians, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. This Bible is sweet. You lick your tongue. I'm going to lick my tongue. My God, it's like candy. Yes, like candy. You're eating candy. Sweet candy. When you're reading the Bible, it is like candy. It should be a sweet. You should feel like it's like candy. Well. Let me see something. Did I say Colossians? Yeah. Let's go to 15. Colossians 2, verse 15. And if you want to get really, you know, technical, you can read Colossians 1 all the way down to 28. Go to 2 and go all the way down to 23. Hey, but right now we're going to talk about 15, Colossians 2, 15.
having spoil principalities. Simple means whatever that's coming against you. Jesus spoiled it. You need to start taking communion. And if you are, take it every day. If you don't have a spouse, take it by yourself. And 1 Corinthians 11, 25, 23, 24, 25. Go and then read it about the communion. And then after you do that, come over here and remind the enemy of this one right here. And having spoiled principality and powers. What kind of powers? Lord Jesus, let's check what powers meaning, because this is getting good. The meaning of powers. Look, no, I'm using my Google, okay? Because I'm speaking to you by the Spirit, okay? Because this was not in my notes. And this is how I minister. Okay? This meaning of powers. What is power? Power is the ability to do something, to act in a particular way. Lord have mercy. So you have to act in a particular way. It's the ability. You have capacity when you have power, something similar to that. Whoa. So if you don't have power, your inability, incapacity, oh my God. So power is a big deal. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Principalities and power. He took out demonic forces for me and you. And he make everybody see them. They were weak and disgusted, taken down. He embarrassed them. He triumphed over them. He was victorious over them. Then it comes down, you let nobody judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of any holy day or of the Sabbath day. Oh, Lord Jesus, you can't tell us to these Sabbath people. They don't know that 7 days a week you enter into the rest. You don't have to wait until Saturday to enter into the R-E-S-T of my daddy through the Son, through the blood of Jesus. They don't know no that the commandment is hooked up in love my father and love my friends or my enemies. Love every single person. That is my new commandment. They don't know that. Because if I love God, I'm going to do right. If I love people, my neighbors and my friends and my family and every single person, if I walk in love, I ain't gonna wanna go kill nobody. I ain't gonna wanna go take away somebody's husband. I ain't gonna wanna steal. I'm not gonna wanna go cheat. I'm not gonna wanna do nothing of the contrary. I'm gonna wanna live for Jesus. That does not mean that when you do things wrong that you don't go and ask God to forgive you, because we sin every single day. Don't get to Lord have mercy. So biblical that you not know earthly good. Oh my God, you gotta entertain people. You gotta talk to people. You gotta have fun. Gotta have some fun. But then you still have to know the word, know what the Father say to you, and get it done. Get the job done. Just be like Mike and do it. Do it. Nike said just do it, right? I believe Nike. I don't know. I'm just saying. If I'm wrong, hey. Correct yourself. Correct. 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 My God. When I
Think about it. God first. Then come your family. And I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe my husband and wife. I believe in a strong family. I believe in mom and dad. I mean, everybody else can believe what they want to believe. But I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in mom and dad taking care of the family. And another thing that I believe is up to a mom. I don't think a man should push a woman to go out to work. That's just my belief. That is just my belief. Everybody think differently. Because I see what's going on. That's my belief. I believe that don't be going out having all these babies if you can't take care of them. That's just my belief. And I believe a husband and wife are supposed to take care of each other. And I believe that's mom's responsibility to take care of those kids and nurture them. And it's up to daddy to go get a job and take care of the house. That's my belief. And I also believe if the wife want to go to work, if she want to go to work, leave her alone. But it should not be her responsibility. Nope. She is the man's help. He's there to help. Not be there to be torn down and beat down. He was taken out of his ribs. Yeah. To be his helpmate. And I'm supposed to be the nurturer. I'm supposed to be there to be nurturing the kids. So you see why the enemy comes in and tore it up? God first and family. God first and family. We got to get back to this order. We got to get back to the order where we talk to the children. We nurture them. We raise them up to know Christ. Love them and take care of them. Just nurture them. We gotta pray. We gotta ask for forgiveness. We gotta ask God to forgive us. We gotta go back to the drawing board. And we gotta go back to where it all started. In the Garden of Eden. Yeah. Genesis 1. And get a revelation. And then take it back over to Jesus. And let him change your heart. And then go into the Holy Spirit. Now that's left back here on this earth. Go to the Holy Spirit. John 17 said. Is it John? No, it's not John 17. John 17 is when Jesus was leaving. John 14, let me open it up. It's when Jesus leave and he was praying for us. But let's look at John 14. John 17 was when he was leaving and he said, I don't pray that they leave out of the world. But now we're going to come to 14. John 14, verse 15. If you love me, you'll keep my commandment. And he said, if you keep my commandment, what was his new commandment that he gave? Love yourself, love your neighbor, you love yourself. Love God, love first. That's what the new one. He said he didn't come to change anything. He just come to fulfill. Yeah. He fulfilled it. So we have our second Adam. And we go by the teachings of the leading of our second Adam. He will pray the Father. And he will send you the Comforter. Holy Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit of the living God. I have given your word. I have opened up your truth and I've given it to your children and I'm taking it in for myself also. I can't see it. I don't know it, but you, Holy Spirit, you know all things. And just like you dwell in the Father and in the Son, you come and you dwell in me. You come and you dwell in your children. You will not leave us comfortless. Oh, Holy Father, it's not about speaking in tongues. It's not that. It's getting to know you, Lord Jesus. It's getting to know who you are in the spirit. getting to know you. Manifest yourself through us, oh God. Speak to us tonight, Lord God. Change every single thing that's in our path that need to be changed, God. Let us walk in the spirit of abundance tonight, God. Let us break and bind the spirit of witchcraft of our lives tonight, God. That we bind up everything tonight. Break, 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 break every yoke. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise and I worship you. In you I move and I have my being. What about this tonight, God? What about this tonight? There is no God beside you. I thank you for being on the call tonight. I praise your holy name tonight, Jesus. Tomorrow, wherever, whatever you are doing, remember the Holy Spirit. Welcome the Holy Spirit. Go to bed tonight and say good night, Holy Spirit. If you should get up in the morning, say welcome, Holy Spirit. I want to thank you for being on the call. Because of you, I'm in line. You guys keep me in line. And I thank you. And I praise God for you. Have a supernatural night. In Jesus' name, glory to God. Glory to God. I'm leaving you guys. I don't know how to work this because it's not working. I'm using something different. So, hey, have a great night. Have a great night.